This is the Happy Hour.
You guys going to Happy Hour?
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America.
Yeah, maybe I'll come for a couple.
Here are your hosts, Nick Sainert.
I am a huge guy.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
C is for chunk.
Brought to you by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday. This is the Happy Hour. 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert and Rico with you. What's up, Rico?
Yeller.
How's the day?
Fantastic so far.
Anything?
We're a couple more sleeps until Husker football.
That's right. Anything exciting happening on a Thursday?
On a Thursday? No. No.
Just a couple, weeks, zero games.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Just some Bison Buffaloes going at it.
That's right.
Yeah. Bison and Buffaloes.
Full transparency, right before we got on the air, I was looking up how much a cow is.
Nick wants to buy a cow.
I'm thinking about buying a cow.
Everybody,
half of a cow.
Text line, talk him out of it. Talk him out of it. Because he's convinced he's going to buy a cow. Tell the people what you told me.
From a registered cattle breeder, it looks like.
Is it actually registered?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They have a website and everything.
That makes you registered.
It's pretty reasonable. In terms of how much the breakdown: 50% ground beef, 30% roast, 20% steaks, as well as your portion of bones and organ meats. Well, I don't really need that.
Delicious.
But I'm just saying. I think it'd be somewhat of a decent investment.
Do you think? You really think so?
Potentially. I should ask some people that I actually know that has cattle. And see what's the thought.
Should we call my father-in-law right now? He's very busy, but we can still call him.
See, how about this?
He'd be very upset.
Eric says, I got a guy.
You
how
got a guy?
That? Eric help. How about 5871 on the text line says it's worth
it. It's worth it. Just to buy a cow.
Half of a cow.
Nick is
don't
going
go
to
overboard. We don't need to buy a full one. Just buy half of it. See, WIB, we get a half of a cow every year. It saves a lot of money. I'm in the money saving business.
Are you going to buy? Okay, so here's the question. Okay, here's the question that we have not yet answered, or you have not yet, whatever. Are you buying the entire half of a cow, or are you buying all of the cut up pieces of half of a cow? Because at first you were talking about buying a cow,
I don't want to take care of the cow.
But that's what you were talking about at first.
Yeah, but I understand now. I don't think I want to buy a cow.
Okay,
I don't want to pay for this. I don't know. I have a buddy that was out in Wyoming. No, maybe not. I think it was Wyoming. And he was out of high school raising cattle and doing it for this part or purpose. And he asked me when I was like a senior in high school, he's like, Nick, you want to buy half a cow? And I was like, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't have the freezer space. I don't have a family to feed.
Yeah.
I am the family being fed. But anyway.
See,
I was like, I don't
okay,
have space.
Okay, well, now
I can't
that
believe
you say,
the reaction
okay,
on this.
Well, now that you say half a cow, like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Do it. But when at
Rico,
first,
Rico, thing, should we buy a cow together?
No, because I can get half a you cow get, from my father-in-law.
No, no, no. Well, is your father-in-law selling a cow?
I don't think so. We can ask. Do you want some?
I think.
Do you
I
want
might.
Some cow?
Yippee-ki-yay says, "Have you calculated the PPV yet?" I have not, but I
don't
according
worry.
To what people are saying,
don't worry, it's worth it.
Somebody asks, 0571 goes, "Can you go the fourth of a cow route?"
You could.
Okay, these are important.
Do you
questions.
Want a fourth of a cow or a half of a cow?
Big Bird says the meat tastes so much better.
It does. It tastes so much better when you can kind of feel like you've looked that cow in the eye at one point.
Todd Husker Biker says, dude, buy it. Tastes better and overall cheaper than the store. We get half of a beef, half of beef every year. Husker Biker, you are buying. Okay, sorry. 5878. Thank you. You are buying a steer. Cows are female breeding stock. I apologize.
My bad.
That's my bad. I think it's Russ. I apologize, Russ. I would be buying a half of a steer.
Hey, Rachel's texting me because she's listening in.
Thank you, Rachel.
Shout out to my wife.
Shout out to Rachel.
We bought a third of a cow. We did.
Oh, a third.
And we still have some in our freezer. She said, next time he butchers, we'll let you know.
Can I just buy two? How about we find a third person, Austin, potentially?
Yeah.
And we can have a ticket cow.
Just buy a cow.
Sorry, ticket steer.
Just buy a whole, I'm going to keep saying cow. I don't care. Buy a whole cow, all of that, and then we'll just split it between the three of us.
Somebody says need to get a half a pig as well.
Rachel said, if you're able to buy it, 100% you should.
Okay.
This is coming from a farmer's daughter.
Yeah, it is.
Farmer slash rancher.
Okay. Maybe we're onto something here.
Need to get a half a pig as well? Whoa.
I don't do a whole lot of stuff with pigs.
I love pork chops. Big fan.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys are ridiculous. Thank you.
How about this? How about the reaction?
Who would have thought?
City worker says 1,000% worth it. Farm-raised beef quality is much better than what you get in a store. 1628 says, my wife and kids get a fourth of beef every year. A half would be a lot for a guy.
Says you. You've never seen Nick.
Thank you. We should. Thank you.
It's a lot of muscle on you. That's what you got to.
I need protein.
Yes.
I need protein.
Because you're lifting.
I am lifting.
Big dog.
Big cow.
steer.
Big steer. Henry says, ask AG if he wants the other half. Maybe we should.
Oh.
Okay.
AG's down in Texas. He doesn't. He could get his own.
Yeah, that's true. Riley W says, just say beef, city boys. Half a beef.
City boys!
So it's half a beef.
Half a beef.
We need to bring Austin in on this.
He's not listening.
I saw him. There he is.
Hey
Austin.
You.
Hey, come here. Come here for a moment. We're going to bring in Austin.
Come here, guy.
See, like C. Munden says, go to farmersmeat.com.
That's not it.
That is not,
that's
number
not
one,
it.
Accurate. Number two, I don't want to go online. It's some sketch about going online to
I don't believe you.
David from Renew, my good friend, says, you know, I'm always in. Okay, David, maybe we need to talk about this. Austin, have you ever considered buying beef? Like an actual...
Like buy a cow?
Buy a cow. Steer! Damn
steer.
It!
It's a steer. Sorry, we got corrected
as
on
in
it.
To raise or as in like
no,
from
to,
a butcher?
To, from a butcher.
So I have never considered it myself, but my parents do consistently.
Really?
That's how they get their meat. Yes. I believe the butcher is somewhere, I want to say Elmwood. I think they get usually like half a cow and a pig from
the
butcher.
So here's my thought, because we're getting a lot of, this
we
was
really
off
are.
The rails.
Yeah, this
by,
was not
by the way,
how we were
here,
gonna start
here
this.
At 1:30, we are going to be joined by the voice of UTEP football.
Should we ask him?
I hope he's not listening and going, I wonder what type of radio show I'm joining.
Should we ask him? First question, have you ever bought a full cow? Not like... To eat. I'll ask him. You don't have to. You can keep it serious.
I don't know. Okay.
So, City, you know, work. I've never done it myself. It seems kind of
out
of the realm of possibility for now. We also don't have a deep freeze.
Oh, that's a big part of it.
Which is a part of it. But I think moving forward, if we have more than just the one kid and, you know, they're growing and we need more protein. I feel like just
buying. Are you
going
to have more than one kid?
From a butcher. That's the plan. You know, God willing.
Kids
you know,
like
I
steak.
Feel like buying from a butcher is just going to be more economical.
I would think so too.
We have a decently big freeze. You can keep some of it there.
I'm good to know.
I'll give you a.
Except you're trying to move away, so I don't know if I want to do that because then you just end up with our beef.
I understand, but it's fine. You'll be fine. I'll give you a house. I'll give you one of our house keys. You can just go in our garage.
We're getting a lot of.
We don't have a code.
We're getting a lot of reaction on the text line, sending us their butchers.
Yeah. Why is City Worker calling me a dummy? I wasn't the one that said it. We got yelled at for
Austin,
it.
Austin, here is what I'm thinking, Austin.
What are you thinking, Nick?
So Rico buys the third.
Okay.
Rico already, they already buy.
Yeah, from my father-in-law.
Yes.
Makes sense.
My in-laws.
Yep, I like that.
So here's what I think we should do. I think we should have a ticket cow where we figure out percentages, splits, right? Because like I'm going to need less than you would need.
Sure.
I'm gonna, like Jake would probably need more than both of us potentially. Or the same amount as you. I don't know. Jake eats a lot.
He does.
Jake eats a lot. I don't know how that man's skinny.
For a skinny guy, he eats like a fat guy.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
What if there's a butcher, has a couple cows, and that's trade?
There we go. Now we're talking.
You know?
So, because here's the thing. I mean, I don't have a deep freeze, but I feel like this is an investment. I feel like this is an investment.
Let's double it up. Let's find a place that sells deep freezes.
And they get part of the cow.
They get steer. Part of the cow. Yeah, they get part of
Let's steer it in that direction.
They get part of the beef.
I don't know.
Trade.
All I'm saying, I want to do this.
Okay.
Because I was unable to when I was approached by as a senior in high school.
My in-laws are in town this weekend because it's KJ's third birthday tomorrow.
Okay. Happy third birthday tomorrow, KJ.
How?
So, that's exactly. I have no
KJ's
idea.
KJ's old, man.
I know. Ellie's in kindergarten.
Ellie's
weird.
Old. Ellie's old.
It's weird. My kids are old. But they'll
means
be in town.
Parents are older.
We have a, you're right. His birthday party is on Saturday, so they'll be in town. So I'll talk to them. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, I would be honest. Like, you know, I don't probably need a whole third if that feeds all of Rico's family, because I mean, here I am. But like, I could probably use like a sixth.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Like, give me a couple steaks. I mean, a decent amount of steaks, please.
A good amount of ground beef. That's versatile.
Yeah.
That's very versatile. Get your tubes of ground beef. Get your steaks. Mm. Different kinds of steaks.
Those tubes of ground beef just taste so much better than the ones from the store. Just different. They look different, and they taste better.
You also want some, I don't remember the exact cut, but you want some, like tougher stuff for, like, breading for, like, chicken fried steak.
Mm. Okay.
Tenderize it. Bread it for chicken fried steak. You're not wasting the good stuff on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of those.
Yeah, we wanted to bring you in because I think it would be pretty fun to just do a ticket cow.
Ticket. Yes.
Ticket steer.
I'm in.
And I think, I mean, economically, it would be
wildly beneficial.
I'll go up north. I'll take a picture of it. I'll send it to you guys. But
I don't want to see it.
Does
no,
this one look good?
I don't want to see it.
It tastes better when you look it in the eyes.
I don't want to see it.
No,
I don't want to be in charge of, like, feeding it.
No,
I mean, where are we going to do it? I don't know. I don't know where
we're
going
to
do
it.
We can switch out there and do it on camera.
No, we... Stop it. You guys are terrible.
It'd be like Minecraft.
You're the one that said you have to look at it.
Yeah, you got
to
look it in the eyes, and then you send it to a butcher. And then
you say thank you.
Then they take care of all the business, and then they send you all the stuff. Why am I a psychopath? Eric?
I don't know. I actually do have the page pulled up of, like, chest freezes. Freezers, excuse me. Like, deep freezers.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad as I thought they were.
Okay, so funny, they're called deep freezers, right? Or chest freezers?
Yes.
My parents in their garage just had to get a new one. Their old one crapped out. When I think of a deep freeze, I think of, hey, it's deep, right?
Yeah.
It has depth to it.
Yes.
It sat on the ground, you opened it up on top. Well, my parents' new deep freeze is vertical, not horizontal.
Oh.
That really threw me the first time.
Because
I think
what?
Of deep freeze, I'm like, I have to go down, I have to go deep.
Okay,
so that's
not
ours.
Like a vertical one.
Yeah, I think my parents, growing up, and they don't have it anymore, they had a long
chest.
Horizontal chest thing.
Not a dresser.
That was just like, you open that baby up. And
it's a treasure chest.
And like,
of
well,
meats.
Treasure chest of meats, but then also it like, the Arctic tundra just hits you.
Yes.
We just had two people say, go with the upright freeze. We have an upright one.
Really?
It's just we don't call it it's just a freezer in our garage.
And like, I get that it's real. I get that it freezes stuff. But just having grown up with this, you know, horizontal chest
for the first 18 years of my life,
seeing them move from that to a vertical one, it was a paradigm shifter.
I'm just saying, when you're a small child and you go to the deep freeze and you have to like lean over the edge to reach
it's
the
tough.
Bottom.
It's not easy.
Builds memories. And also you're cold and you're like, what if I fall in here? And
we also call putting that a child in a crib.
I would also throw in... maybe, hey, Austin, listen, this is going to go against what Rico and obviously Rachel's listening to.
Uh-oh.
We could start a little bidding war.
What are you talking about?
AD, his in-laws,
don't
also
do
this.
Don't do this.
No,
where can we get the best price?
Let's get one of each, and we'll judge.
You know,
don't tell us which is which.
You know what? You know what? You're not going to get the best price, but you're going to get better quality.
Oh, what are you saying about
Shot Farms?
I've met AD's in-laws.
Up at Shot Farms. Tell you what.
I've met AD's in-laws.
I haven't.
That man gave me a blue moon. I appreciate him for the rest of his life.
You've met my in-laws.
The little things.
I have.
See?
Jeez, I've just met everybody's in-laws. Anyway, 402, as you guys know, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Sartor Hammond text line are open for you guys. Austin, while you're here, we are going to do weekend picks tomorrow. I was perusing just on the couple of the lines for the rest of for this weekend. And did you guys know Ohio State is favored by 50?
Who are they playing again?
Akron.
Yeah.
Oh. They're favored by 50.
Okay, that's...
And you know darn well that is about to be on our weekend picks tomorrow.
That's just rude.
About to be favored by, they're favored by 50.
I'm not taking that one. I'm just going to let you know.
That's bulletin board materials where that is.
I mean, honestly, you could just.
What if there's lightning in the area?
50 is a lot of points. Will Howard is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by weapons.
But let's say Jeremiah Smith, Travion Henderson, and Quinshon Judkins all have two touchdowns. That should only get you to 42.
Yeah.
Defense won't allow a touchdown. Defensive score, special team score.
So only gets you to 49.
Field goals?
Do you guys know
It's tough. Like, Ohio State is the program that would do it.
If they get if they get up by 42, they're taking their foot off the gas.
What does SP Plus say?
That's when the field goals come into play. But how many field goals are you really going to get by the time you're up 42? How much are you actually attempting to drive down the field?
So weather, it'll be 80 degrees at kickoff with a 30% chance of rain.
Woo.
What about
Lager? I don't know, guys.
Akron doesn't like playing their first game.
I don't know what to do. Okay, here's a couple bold predictions. Will Howard will throw for 300 or more yards and run for 50-plus.
Talk me into it.
Trevion Henderson runs for over 102 scores.
I think I just predicted that myself.
Is Trevion the starter?
Yes. Ohio State football team will hold the Zips scoreless.
I believe that one. Whatever they win by,
shutting
out
teams is hard.
They're not going to allow
it.
It is.
But Akron can't accidentally get the field goal range on a busted coverage against. Okay, so while we're on since we're on this topic, when's the last time Nebraska shut out an opponent?
I don't know, but I've tried to search the Akron starting quarterback.
Okay.
Was it Louisiana Lafayette?
It was not. That was the same season, but there is a more recent
game. LaTeX?
No.
Okay.
Arizona in the bowl game.
That is right.
They blanked Lafayette on, I believe, the 300th sellout, like 55-0.
Okay.
And then 33-0 over Arizona. Nebraska's back, and we're here to stay. That's the last shutout. That's the last shutout.
That's right. So, fun fact, I've searched Akron starting quarterback, and I've like put the word order different every single time.
Is it not popping up?
And I've gotten three different answers.
Love it.
They're playing the game right.
I think it looks like Ben Finley is the starting quarterback. He transferred from NC State. California. He went from NC State to Cal, and now from Cal to Akron.
Do we have last year's stats from these young men?
Now that I know who it is.
Okay, while you're finding that, a man named Ashley chimes in and says, Ohio State is favored by 48.5. The over-under is 58. The math on that is 53-5.
Okay. here's Ben Finley's stats from...
Packard gets a safety and a field goal.
Here's Ben Finley's stats. 6'3 junior from Phoenix. Let's see. Last year...
Everybody's from Arizona.
He was 54 for 94 through the air for 572 yards, 3 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions.
Wait, 54 of 94 for how many yards?
572.
That's like 10 yards of completion.
10 yards of completion. That's good a math. First down every time he throws it.
There you have it. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
I'd take that.
He is their starting quarterback for the Akron Zips. Had a 50.2 QBR. But anyway.
Wouldn't take that.
All right. Taj Bolick is their backup quarterback that we'll probably see. A junior from East Orange, New Jersey. He last year had 32 of 66 through the air. For 271 yards and 3 touchdowns with 3 interceptions. Not great.
No.
I want to say Akron versus Ohio State history because I want to see some of these scores.
Not healthy.
I hope Akron's,
not good.
I hope Akron's winning the
pretty
matchup.
Pretty bad.
So Ohio State is 4-0 against Akron. Not surprising.
Oh, only 4 times.
Their first match came in 0-1. Ohio State won 28-14.
Coming off the national championship year.
That is right. Saturday, September 8th of 2007, they played Akron and won 20-2.
The five is real. It can happen.
September 3rd, 20.
Or would that be a two-point conversion pick six?
Either way.
It could be. Pick two. 2011, Ohio State won 42-0.
Ah, not as fun.
Shutout.
And then in 2021, Ohio State won 59-7, which is 52.
52.
Hello.
You're talking me into it. You're talking me into it.
I think Ohio State covers.
I shouldn't.
I think they cover.
They're not going to do it. Ryan Day's.
We'll see what happens. We'll wait to make our official picks till tomorrow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the cow, the steer, and the deep freezers. There you have it.
Ryan Day can we have
the cow make picks like the other dogs for the NCAA tournament? Have our cow make weekend picks?
I would love to.
Who's keeping the cow?
Again, one of each.
Yeah.
One of each family.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. When we come back, we are going to step aside. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for humoring
and sticking around through that nonsense.
Apparently, talking about cow/steer/beef/deep freezes
despite entering week one of football is motivational for people to text in on the
Gets
text line.
The people going.
Let's step aside. When we come back, we're going to be joined by John Tyker, who is the voice of UTEP Minor Football. He is entering his 44th season of broadcasting UTEP football and men's basketball on the radio. He's called over 500 UTEP football and over 1,300 minor men's basketball games. We're going to talk to John when we come back to learn more about the UTEP Miners ahead of Saturday's game coming up next on the Happy Hour.